Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together. Welcome to episode 68, Believing in Your Own Magic. Gosh, we live in a world where we sometimes, as individuals, roadblock and self-sabotage ourselves to keep us from manifesting the life we actually want. It happens a lot. We self-sabotage ourselves because we don't believe in ourselves and our own magic and ability to create the life we want to live. Here's the thing. We all have magic. We all have the ability to manifest a beautiful life for ourselves. It lives inside of us. We are incredibly creative human beings who can attract what we desire. But again, sometimes we totally get in our own way and sabotage the process. Can you relate to this? Have you been there? I have, more than once in my lifetime. So what do we do? You know, I had this amazing book reading the other night in my hometown. And it was at the local library. Everything about it was magical. When I published my book in the spring, the librarian, who was a childhood friend of mine, reached out and said, "Heidi, would you be interested in doing a book reading some point in the summer?" I said, "Absolutely, I would be honored." And so when I arrived the other night, this local library that I went to as a child seemed small. But yet when I walked in and saw the chairs set up, I sort of realized, oh my, I'm going to be doing story time. Instead of sitting over in the corner, pulling a book off the shelf and reading it as a small child, everything started to feel like magic. And by the end of the night of this talk, this room was just filled with love, and we just sat around and we told stories, because stories are what I believe connects us. Anyway, what I'm saying now is that if I hadn't, in my past, believed in myself and this process that I am going through to heal myself and also teach other people how to heal themselves, I wouldn't have been at the library doing a book signing and reading pieces from my book. If I hadn't had the ability to believe in myself and my own power, that never would have happened. Let alone this podcast or the website or the clients I have or the coaching I do. It has all been because of believing in myself and doing other things.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here. And more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So believing in your own magic can truly create miracles in your life. Everything that unfolds in your reality is based on your beliefs. In the past, many years ago, I didn't believe I was worthy of some things. So of course, when you believe that you're not, then you're not. You self-manifest that you're not, and things don't come your way. But with a change in thinking, a more positive affirmation outlook, and understanding the right negative and positive think pattern, that was able to change. So let's say it again. Everything that unfolds in our reality is based on our beliefs. When you believe that anything is possible, then you totally open up your heart and your mind and your soul to the magic of limitless options that can come your way. So you have to believe. The beliefs that you have and the thoughts you think create this manifesting power. You know, and then you have to activate this inner magic of your own. And how do we activate it? Well, we have to take inspired action. And inspired action can literally come down to saying, okay, here's an example. I want to manifest my soulmate. Well, you can't do that by sitting at home. You have to venture out. Get out of your comfort zone. Go somewhere where you're going to meet new people. Go to a different grocery store. Go to a yoga class. Go to a book reading at the local library. You want to manifest your soulmate, you have to take inspired action. Perhaps you buy a new coffee mug that will be theirs and you put it in your cupboard because you're saying, I am welcoming that energy in. So taking action can be sort of simple, actually. If you want to manifest more financial abundance, go to the bank and open a new account. It's saying to the universe, I'm ready to accept money. I'm ready to start taking it in. So what you're doing by taking inspired action is becoming aligned with your thoughts and feelings and making them part of this belief and part of this reality. And then you've just got to leap forward without the proof. You've got to leap forward on faith. That's where we take these inspired actions without any solid proof that there will be an outcome. We give it up to the universe. We put it in motion and then set it free. We put it in motion and then set it free. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time. It doesn't happen right away, but I can tell you, this stuff works. Again, leaping without having solid proof is creating that space for the transformation to manifest in your life. And then you just got to get rid of your doubt. Dump it. Get rid of it. When you believe truly in your own magic, and you know how shiny you are, and you know that when you are fully aligned, other people see you as a shiny, bright star, whatever you may be. They might even see you as a freaking unicorn, and you are mystical and magical when you are aligned and you get rid of your doubt. Don't doubt yourself at all. Don't doubt yourself, my friends. Just keep moving forward and watch your magic unfold. Your doubts are your traitors. Your doubts are what hauls you back. Your doubts are what throws a roadblock in front of you. Ditch it. Believe in you. Believe in your magic. And then, you know, you got to follow your intuition. You get real quiet with yourself. And that first thought comes in of the yes or the no to something? Believe that to be true. Follow your heart. Know in your heart when you're headed in the right direction. You know. You can feel it. When you are sparked by trust in your own magic, you know how to follow this magical insight. You know how to follow this intuition because signs come to you all of the time. They drop in. A person drops into your life that all of a sudden takes you further on the next step. You get an email that you didn't expect to get. Something drops in your news feed on social media that is absolutely the thing that you need to see or hear. Or something deep inside of you says, no, this thing isn't good for me. Yes, that thing is. So follow that intuition like nothing. Believe in yourself. When you believe in your own magic, magical things happen. And I'm going to leave you with this story. I went kayaking the other day, and when I got out onto the water, I was the only person out there. And I had already set the intention and the belief that it was going to be an amazing day, that I was going to see incredible things. I can't tell you how many times I laughed out loud at the number of dragonflies that flitted about me of all colors, blue, orange. I've never seen an orange dragonfly, and I got to see one. Dragonflies with stripes on their wings, so then they fluttered and they were black and white. They just amazing. Birds singing were so loud. There was fish jumping. The sun was shining. The wind was singing a song in the trees. Yeah, and to top it all off, this is where it gets just ridiculously goofy. I look up, and in the clouds, there is a cloud formation of a mermaid. Yep, a mermaid. Long flowing hair, beautiful fin and tail, and just gorgeous. And it flowed and it moved, and as all clouds do, eventually dissipated. And at that moment, I actually brought myself to the present. And I'm like, am I dreaming? Am I dreaming? Is this real? Is this entire experience so undoubtedly magical that I'm doubting that it's actually happening to me? And I let that go because I realized I had manifested this beautiful day for myself. I manifested the magic of it all, and I got to experience it all by myself. But now you get to experience it because I get to share it. I would love to hear from you. If you have a believe in your own magic story, please reach out. If you're using the Anchor app, you can actually just send me a voice message talking about your magic, or you could send me an email. You can reach me through the contact forms at either HeidiDallaire.com or LoveWideOpen.com. I want to know how you're manifesting your own magic in your life. Believe in yourselves, my friends. Talk to you all soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.